Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Kuzman. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don Sutton. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher takes first base on ball four. Law moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gantner makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Law scores. Baines moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Baines moves to third. Walker moves to second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oglavy for the out. Simmons moves to second. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Law throws the ball into Cruz, who tags Molitor trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle is hit by the pitch. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kittle moves to third. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Law reaches second base with a double. Kittle scores. Hill goes all the way around to score. Law moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Oglavy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Law scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Law steals second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fletcher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Law scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jim Slaton now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to third. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to home to get Fletcher. Baines moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Manning hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Yount reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Moore moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Yount scores. It's White Sox, 5, Brewers, 5. Juan Agosto now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Cooper goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-2 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Romero moves to second. It's 7-5, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Romero fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Vance Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Law hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Law steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Law scores. Fisk moves to second. It's 7-6, Brewers. Pete Ladd now pitching. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Baines moves to third. It's White Sox, 7, Brewers, 7. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Cooper, and towards Gantner, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Lorenzo Gray now playing third base. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvy takes first base on ball 4. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner bunts towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. Ogilvie scores. Manning moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-7, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.